Welcome to Joy Moments, where we spread moments of joy throughout the world to create some lovely joy ripples in everyone's everyday life. I'm Lacey, your co-host, who has a baby you will hear. In this episode, Violet is wanting to get her own joy moments in. Here with Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lacey. I'm excited to have your daughter joining us because she is many joy moments for me.
She is a delight. I almost get angry at how delightful she can be because we're not really sleeping very well, but then she's so happy. So I'm like, I can't even be that mad because she's a delight. And so now I'm tired and frustrated, but also happy at the same time. And so she, you know, it is what it is.
That's life in a nutshell.
I mean, if there's anything that I'm used to is a lot of big feeling. Miss Rachel is a friend of our house. We have a lot of Miss Rachel. And one of the songs is called Big Feelings, and it was playing. And I looked at Joe and I said, I'm not afraid of your big feelings. And he looked at me and he said, I am afraid of your big feelings. To which I said, that is the correct response.
I'm trying not to laugh too hard because I know it'll spike the microphone. I could witness that so clearly in my head.
That's true. Fair enough. Absolutely. I'm really excited to share my joy moment today. And it features my other daughter, Iris. In the mornings, my husband drops her off at daycare. So there's like two camps in the morning. There's Joe and Iris going out into the world. And then there's Isaac, Violet, and me. And we get Isaac on the bus. We've heard me how much I love my husband, Joe, but he is not a morning person. So in the mornings, I am usually the one like getting everybody moving. Like, hey, are you doing this? You need to do this. How about this? Get dressed. I picked out this outfit for you. And we've learned things that motivate Iris, one of which is beating Joe downstairs. That's very important to her. So we always have that in our back pocket. One of the t-shirts I got her for Christmas had this little like heart pocket. Like it was like a where a pocket on a shirt would be, like if you like a pen pocket, if you think, but it's a little heart. And it was cute. And I thought, oh, she can put stuff in there and that kind of thing. So I picked that up for her to wear and I put it down in her like pile of clothes. She's not moving. And then I try to sell the shirt. I'm like, see, it's got this pocket. So I run into the office really quick and I just wrote, I love you on a little sheet of paper. And like decorated it a little bit and brought it back and folded it up and put it in the pocket. I said, you can look at it when you get dressed. And that was motivation. So she got dressed really fast and then opened it and looked at it. And I said, it says, I love you. And she thought it was the greatest thing. So then she folded it back up and put it in her pocket. Went and found Joe, pulled it out from folded it, showed him, folded it back up in her pocket. I thought that was the end, right? I'm like, oh, good thing. Well, when she comes home, she comes running in and she's like, Mommy, I lost the note, but then I found it again, so it's okay. And I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. Again, thinking that's it. Later that night, Joe looks at me and he was like, I need you to know she told me today that today was the best day ever because of your note. And that she just loved it so much. It made her feel so special and so seen. And I am very effusive with my words of like, we say, I love you all the time. I tell them how much I love being their mom all the time and that kind of stuff. She's been particularly effusive lately, like you're the best mom in the world. And I'm like, cool. I hope you think it that way in 15 years and all this stuff. And that night she was very effusive about like how wonderful of a mom I was. And it's because she loved that little note. And as I was saying that, I was like, well, my mom used to write me little notes. And like when I would pack, she would pack my lunch, there'd be a note. And I even have two instances in my mind of when my mom left a note somewhere unexpectedly. So like one time she was at my house and she left it on my desk at my house. And then I had some series of appointments that she took me to. And she put the note on my dash, like on the under the windshield wiper of my car. And it said, I love you. And I was like, oh, I know now what Iris is feeling. I know that feeling of like having that tangible thing from somebody that loves you. So I'm riding that high 2 days later.
That makes my heart happy. What's triggering all these good memories of me receiving. And now I've got this whole thing of like, ooh, should we just always be writing notes and slipping them into people's pockets? Like little joy droplets all over the world? Because That is the power of the joy ripple. Imagine how she showed up at daycare that day with that note in her pocket. That is so beautiful. I'm trying not to cry because it's way too early in the day for me to start crying. Let's not break that seal.
I didn't realize she would love it so much. Like, she literally, like, Joe was like, she said something and she was like, well, today was special. Mommy wrote me the note. Like, it was like a note. And then, Violet, we do hear you. You're heard. Keep going.
Yeah. Heard, girlfriend. That just, again, goes to the power of joy. Doesn't have to be big. It's not necessarily winning the lottery or going to France. It can be your mom writing you a note that says, I love you, that goes in your little heart pocket. I have a similar memory. So my dad was actually worked out of the house when I was little. So he was the one who would help me pack my lunches. Sometimes he would actually draw on the paper bag. And then other times he would do a napkin and he loved to draw Snoopy. So I would pull out little notes with drawings on them. And yeah, it did. It made the day feel really special because it was a one-to-one. So you're a great mom, Lacey. I love that.
I don't often feel like a great mom as we started this episode with how much Miss Rachel is in our house. Screen time is always a battle. So I need to hear that right now, you know, because I'm got my ME/CFS stuff coming back in and that really affects me as a mom. And so it is nice to hear that.
Can we have another podcast called Compliments where people call in and they need compliments and we just shower them with compliments?
I did see your post about favorite compliments. I realized one of my favorite compliments has shaped who I see myself as. One time, one of my dad's business partners called me vivacious after meeting me. And I'm like, well, that's who I want to be. That is who I aspire to be all the time, vivacious.
That makes me happy. You were telling me about our recent joy moments, the snippet about the birds that went a little viral on TikTok, and you told me somebody called it wholesome. And I was like, yes, that one's nestled into my heart. I was like, yeah, that's it. I want to be seen as wholesome in my intentions and my joy and spreading it. Well, so you commenting on my Threads post actually is a perfect segue into my joy, which is like a little Russian doll, like nesting doll of joy. So follow me with this Russian nesting doll. So I am back on Threads. I've learned how to show up in a way that feels better to me and kind of shield myself from the stuff I don't like.
Violet is officially joining us.
So I made a post on Threads as I was taking down the ornaments on my tree. And I realized I love going to other people's houses and seeing their trees because everyone's is unique. And it is such a reflection of them and their history. And most ornaments tell a story. And so I went onto Threads and I asked people if they still had their trees up. I said, share an ornament and the story behind it. And I got amazing responses. And if anybody's interested, you can go to my Threads account, Steps with Sarah, and check it out. So I picked out one. And it's a little, it's sad and joyful at the same time. So there's a picture of a tree and then there's a name tag in the tree. And this woman, J.L. Shepley, she said, my local garden center names their trees. The tree we picked this year hadn't been set up yet, so it didn't have a name tag. Told the guy to just pick the first tag on the pile. It was Eric, which is the same name as the son of a lifelong family friend who died recently. Go to share with his mother that Eric would definitely be present with us this Christmas and future Christmases because I keep all the name tags and use them as ornaments. So, okay, I just have to unwrap the joy here. I love that there is a tree store someplace that names their Christmas trees. Yeah. Love that. That is joy. And then that this synchrony of them getting the name of somebody who had passed away recently. And then that they keep all the name tags on their trees to remember all their past trees. Again, Russian nesting doll of happy memories. So great. I loved that.
Great. Wait, hadn't you listened to the episode with my dad yet?
I've listened to half of it. I loved the part about getting the tree
through the door.
Yes, I loved that part.
I had a realization while talking to him about how much our tree at their house, but really in my house, is very much a story of Joe and I's life together because we were both Christmas people. he proposed to me in front of our Christmas tree with a Christmas ornament. And then every year since then, we've gifted each other a Christmas ornament for that year. Anytime we travel somewhere, we try to get a Christmas ornament for it. So it really is, we gave out Christmas ornaments as our favor at our wedding. So every once in a while, I get a text from somebody when they're putting up or taking down their tree that they're putting up the ornament for my wedding. So it really is like a moment every year where I get to kind of celebrate Joe and I in a way of our love and relationship. It really does tell the stories. We've got lots of like Indian Luna ones on there. There's some from when I was a baby and he was a baby. Of course, now we have all kinds of kids, and my kids are the most sentimental people I've ever met in my life. And so when we were opening it up, they would take one at a time. Mommy, tell us about this one. Tell us about this ornament. And it was very sweet.
Yeah, I'd never really thought about the power of story with the Christmas ornaments and the Christmas tree. And it made me really happy this year.
I now wish that we had named the Christmas trees with my parents. They had personalities, you know? So we can be like, do you remember Jerry? He was a heck of a tree.
I like this. This is fun. Oh, this is the kind of stuff that gets me going through the day.
We did get a real tree. We don't anymore because it's too hard with kids right now. But when we did, I would cry every year when we changed that one because I was sad about like that tree leaving our house, Joe and I. So I love that that's a way to honor that tree in a future year. So when she gets to be like 4 or 5, we're going to do real trees again and we're going to name them. It's decided.
Well, you could do like a little paper chain with the names and then connect every year the name of the tree. And then put the year on the back. And so it becomes like...
Oh my gosh, I could cry right now thinking about it. Okay. Obviously, it's very clear this all means a lot to me. Thanks for spending some time with us today here on Joy Moments. I hope you got to take a little bit of joy and put it out in the world. Sarah, do you have any closing thoughts?
I wanted to say it's been a rough morning. And just recording Joy Moments brought me joy. And so if anyone out there listening got just a blip of joy from listening to us, that's amazing. And I know I'm going to smile when I listen to this later because I will have forgotten everything. So hello to future me. You're awesome.
Remember, if you have a joy moment you would like to share with us, if you go to joyfulsupportmovement.com/submit, you can go to submit joy moments and other things like Q&As for no shame in our game. Thanks for being here, Sarah.
Thank you, Lacey. Thank you for listening to Joy Moments today. We wouldn't be here without you. We want to hear your joy. Please go to practicalhug.com/submit and tell us your joy moment. And let's keep that joy ripple going. Share this episode with somebody you know who could use a little bit more joy in their world today. You can also help us out by rating and reviewing Joy Moments. And come to practicalhug.com. We have lots of more good stuff for you to enjoy in between episodes.